Hey guys, thanks for coming back. So this is the Gilded Time Traveler, and I thought about what I wanted this episode to be about because I've kind of played around with a few ideas with you guys, so I hope you're not disappointed, but I actually took a trip, and I really want to tell you guys all about it. So in case you are planning a little getaway and you want someplace romantic or that's a little different than the usual go-to, then just keep listening and let's get started. Okay, so I've got my coffee in hand. If you hear it clinking around in my glass, it's because it is an iced coffee. It is too hot for anything else. So, as I was saying, my husband and I had talked about taking a trip because quarantine was driving us crazy. I don't even want to think about quarantine because it's basically getting started back up again, I believe. And it's awful. So while we had the opportunity, we got away. We took a romantic little vacay without the children. So like I was saying, if you're thinking about doing something like that and you have the ability to travel to Georgia, that is where we went. Now, we had talked and talked about what we wanted to do. We had this little thing where we go on YouTube and we will watch vlogs of people, like, when they travel to places and kind of see what it is like. And so, you guys, I just woke up. If I sound like I just woke up, I'm so sorry. So, anyways, my husband really wanted to go to Montana, and I wanted to go to New England. Now, you could imagine why I wanted to go to New England. There's so many, like, movie sets and television show sets that I wanted to visit there. I wanted to go sailing. I wanted to see all the lighthouses. I actually just finished a book that was about lighthouses, and it was really good. It was actually an audio book, and it was called Love Unexpected. I guess I'll plug that in there if you guys are looking for a good audiobook. Sometimes I listen to them the way I do podcasts, you know, like when I'm cleaning or bathing or I'm in the car traveling. So anyways, I know that I digress a lot, but I appreciate you guys for sticking around with me because my brain goes in a million different places at once. And I just want you guys to know all the things that I like. So check out that book. It's really inspirational. So back to the lighthouses. That's really what I wanted to see and do. And my husband wanted to get a cabin, like a remote cabin, just out in the wilderness where all you could see was like mountains. And I also really want to do that too. Like I enjoy it. So it looked amazing on all the videos that we had seen. But then we were kind of worried about the if there was like a travel ban, inside the country. And then we thought, we don't know what this year is going to hold. And do we really want to spend all that money on airfare this year? Do we want to put that trip off maybe for next year or the next year? We do have to think about things like that whenever we're still trying to build, you know, onto our new home and everything. And I'm pretty sure I've mentioned to you guys before that I guess this entire trip is about traveling. I want to travel all the way to the UK. You know, I wish I lived in the UK. I want to go to Ireland and Scotland and England. And then there's some other places I wouldn't mind seeing later on, but they're not like bucket list right now. Like Iceland is really beautiful. New Zealand, I kind of want to go to Australia. Obviously that's not on the same continent, but you guys get my my gist. So that is not very feasible, like when you've got three children under the age of 8. Definitely possible, but it makes me feel a little selfish. So to think about doing that when we have so much work to be done here, and like the kids are just getting started in all of their things. And I swear I'm gonna get to telling you guys where we went. But like my son, he just started theater camp and we had to pay for that. And I had bought tickets to the show and then it ended up getting canceled due to the coronavirus, and I was really, really upset. And I bought tickets to go see Waitress on Broadway. And you know what? That's another thing I want to do. I have never really cared to like go to New York, but I do want to go see The Great White Way. I want to go see Broadway for real in New York. So I need to sip of my coffee. So, my daughter's starting back up on dance, so, you know, ballet. So, we had to pay for some of that, and she's about to have her recital. Fingers crossed, you guys, that it doesn't get canceled, because a lot of things are looking kind of, I don't know. So, anyways, when we decided that we weren't going to take a big trip, we didn't really want to take a bunch of time off of work. We didn't really want to fly anywhere. And the thing is, my husband has flown a couple of times. Like, I've never flown before. So that's kind of on my bucket list. I'm like, I can't believe I've never flown on an airplane before. That makes me seem so, like, uncultured. I can't stand it. So word to you guys who maybe don't have children, that would be my advice to you. It's totally doable to travel once you have kids. We plan on it. It's just more difficult when they're in this stage of life. So if you're newly married and you're young, now, you guys, I'm only 30 years old. And my husband is 31. But if you're young and, you know, you haven't had any children yet, my advice to you, if you've gotten your education, and this is the same thing I'm going to tell my children, travel. Travel, you know, make those trips. Do some of the things that you want to do before you have children. Because I did not do that. Now, I love my children more than anything. But that is my advice I will be giving to them. Now, everything happens for a reason, and I would not have met my husband when I did. You know, I can't help that. I can't help that I met my husband later on. The kids were already, you know, happening, so, like, you know, that wasn't doable. But I know that we're going to be traveling when the kids get older a lot, so I'm excited about that. So, anyways, we decided on a small trip to a place that neither of us had ever been. Some of you, if you are my listeners that are local, might have been there before. Maybe you'll get a totally new spin on things there, a viewpoint that you didn't have on it before. And you may think, oh, well, that's not really anything special, but we went to Helen, Georgia. I know you're probably thinking, why would you go to Georgia? You know, but Savannah, Georgia is quite beautiful. We have been there before. I can't remember if I told you guys before, but we did on our way back from Charleston go and stay in Savannah, and it was really beautiful. And I thought about doing that again because we didn't get to spend enough time there the way that we did in Charleston. And that is my kind of place. So, anyways. So, what I did was I decided to look around. I was looking at cabins, and I didn't really, I don't know, I just didn't fall in love with any of them. And then I was like, duh, we always stay in bed and breakfast, and we loved it before, so why don't I look at those? And I got this, like, amazing deal, you guys. Maybe it's because everything was just kind of opening back up, and they needed the people. But we ended up going literally right before July the 4th. It was like the week before, or like the week of, really, the beginning of the week of. Because July 4th was like that weekend, and we left on a Monday. And it felt so strange to leave on a Monday. And my mother had to come and stay with the children, and I had to show where everything is. Because, like, I'm just like OCD like that. I was like, we can't leave until they know where everything is, you know, so there's no emergencies, and how all the little, like, quirks in our house are. I don't know if you guys are like that, but so I found this bed and breakfast, and I booked it, and I also booked a massage. Now, we have been talking about doing a couples massage for a while. But again, I decided, because this was kind of a tourist destination, spas were more expensive, a lot more expensive than they are local. So it's kind of funny that the first time I finally get to book one, it ends up being at a place that that does cost more, basically almost double. And a few years ago, one of my Mother's Day gifts after the middle child was a baby, it was supposed to be a massage. And of course, I got caught up. I never went and got it. I tried again, and then it snowed. We got snowed in, which was wonderful, but I never went and got it. And it just got harder and harder to make time and have the extra money to go do that. So now that I'm going on vacation, you know, I booked it, and I just decided that it would just be a massage for me. My husband wasn't super thrilled about it because he doesn't like being, like, touched by strangers. So, I just did it alone. And honestly, I don't know if he would have liked it or not anyways. But, so I had everything booked. I couldn't book this online. I had to call them. And the reason we decided to go there, okay, this place is a German, a Bavarian town, and that's what that means. It's German. So let me explain a little bit what happened and how this town got to be the way that it is. I believe it was in the 1950s, and the town went bankrupt, and it's only like a 2-mile long town. And a lot of the prominent business owners and everything got together, and they decided to put in together and make this a vacation spot. And they turned it into, they modeled it after a little German town. Now, I'm not going to lie to you guys, I am not a fan of German things. Now, that's not putting down any of my friends who have German in them. I believe I actually have a little bit of Dutch. I just choose to, like, not. I just don't feel like I identify with that, like, at all. Because everybody, you know, you've got the main things that you have in your background. And then you've got, like, the tiny little, all kinds of other little things. Like, I've also got a tiny little bit of Cherokee Indian. And anyways, I'm just not a fan. Just like I'm not a big fan of, like Russian things. So, it's not that I was, like, super thrilled about that. I mean, if this place was like Irish, then I would have been just through the roof. Or like a Scottish town, it would have been amazing. But just the idea of it being like European kind of sold me. So I booked the place and everything, and I called, and it's a little elderly couple that runs this bed and breakfast. And while I was there, I had a lot of people messaging me saying, hey, where are you staying? I think I would like to stay there. It's so gorgeous. Because, you know me, I have an Instagram account, and it's called Little House in the Forest. And I post everything on there. And because I'm a photographer, you know, everything's got to look a certain way. And I mean, I don't use my big girl camera on just my Instagram account, but you know, people were like, oh, it's so pretty. And of course I made it look that way, but it was, I definitely, had to like bring out, I brought out the beauty of this place. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. It was beautiful to start with. And I feel like I highlighted all of its positives. And whenever I booked these rooms, there was this room called the Yellow Rose Room. I can't remember the name of the other one that we had looked at. But then the one we ended up getting was basically kind of like the suite, other than they had like a carriage house, I believe is what it was called. And that's for like larger, like whole families. So other than that, we got the next biggest one. They gave us an awesome deal. I was so surprised to get it because it was, like I said, it was right there at the 4th of July. And now the bed and breakfast, in case you're interested, was called the Salty Inn bed and breakfast. in the Saute Valley. That's Saute. And for the longest, I did not know how to pronounce that. I didn't know if it was saute, like when you're cooking, and we're just gonna call it Saute because I feel like that's what they told me. And so the room that we ended up getting had its own private entrance, and the entrance is basically like a whole deck on its own. And the room, they called it their Gone with the Wind bed, and it was a king size bed, and it had like a large four poster like canopy, and the colors were like dark reds. I will say that I'm more of like a lighter color, a brighter person, so I really, really liked the yellow, and then there was like a light blue room, but they were like full beds or twin beds, or they were smaller, you know, so I feel like my allergies are getting to me, you guys, I'm sorry, but that's the type of decor that I preferred, because in some people, they say that red promotes sleep quality, but also it causes anxiety in some people. Like, you know how they say blue is calming? I don't know if you guys have ever heard that. But blue is supposed to be calming. So maybe that's why I liked it. And the yellow was so bright and pretty. But like I said, it was such a good deal. And we paid, you know, a few hundred for that. And, we would have paid a lot more had they not given us this deal. And basically what they did was they gave us one night for free. And it was just so odd because one of the smaller rooms would have been more at the time. So I jumped on the deal. I was like, okay, we want this one. And Randy, my husband, also really wanted the private entrance. And come to think about it, I know I did have a lot of my followers whom I know, and people, you know, local, who wanted to know more about this vacation. So I guess this is the perfect opportunity to explain it. Now, again, I chose this place because when we arrive, you feel like you're going back in time. That's how this place looks. That's how it's supposed to look. All of the buildings look the same. It doesn't matter if it's a gas station. You know, all the restaurants, all the shops, even say if they've got something as funny as like a chain restaurant, it looks like something that like Hansel and Gretel would live in. So it's super cute. And they had like super cute mini golf where everything was like lit up, and there were these like gazebos that were all lit up, and they had like a little roller coaster, and the restaurants were amazing. The first night we went to a place that was supposed to be the most authentic German restaurant, and I wish I could remember the name for you guys, but it would not be difficult to find if you just went there and you asked. And that's where I learned I had to ask, and I asked our waiter, I said, what is schnitzel? It's difficult to say because everything was something something schnitzel. And one of the funny things about Germany is I don't know why they're known for like their wieners, but they're known for their wieners. So, like sausages and hot dogs and things like that. So they would have like wiener schnitzel, and you know, I said, okay, finally, like what is schnitzel? And he said, basically, it's any type of meat that they like pound and then they fry it. So it's kind of like cube steak, you guys, if you're from the South like Maine. And, I got a French onion soup, some brie cheese with vegetables, and it was amazing, and, of course, a big glass of Moscato, and my husband, I can't even remember what he got. I just remember it being really, really good. And I felt like it was pretty authentic. And if you're thinking, like, what do you mean you got brie cheese? But it didn't come just, like, dry. It was cooked, and it was kind of hard on the outside and really gooey on the inside. Yeah, I don't know how they did this, but it was so good. Yeah, oh, and it had mushrooms in it, like sauteed mushrooms. Oh, it was so good. So, anyways, I want to tell you guys about, like, our arrival. So, the whole drive there, we're really enjoying, you know, the company. We stop and we eat, and we're like, it just seems so odd to not be worrying about the children. But sometimes, you know, you just need, you need that time. And so, when we arrived, I knew that we were getting close because we had to go through Atlanta. We tried to bypass Atlanta. And if you don't know, Atlanta's very large for in the South. And I don't mind seeing it. I just don't like being there. I've been to Atlanta before, and it's just not my scene. But when we got there, I could tell we were suddenly, like, thrust into the country. And I can remember seeing this gorgeous-looking, I don't even know if it's a gazebo, but it was on this, it looked like an island. And all around it were dairy cows. And you might find that funny, but I never see dairy cows around here. I'm talking about black and white spotted cows. And it was so cute. And the sky kind of started to, like, darken. It was late in the afternoon, but also it kind of looked stormy. You know, these summer showers, they just kind of pop up whenever. And where we actually were was called the Salty Valley. Now, on one side, you have the Salty Valley, and then on the other side of Helen, because, like I said, all these places are very small. It was actually, we thought this was so funny, it's called Nacoochee Valley. So we just loved saying that word, Nacoochee. And it's just very quaint. And I really believe that they were kind of taking advantage of the Helen tourism and just thought, if people are already traveling here, you know, we'll set up some things here. Or maybe they were there first. Who knows? Honestly, you guys, this is about going to Helen, Georgia, and about how it's a German town and everything looks like you step back into time. But at the same time, I want you guys to know, I actually prefer the Salty Valley to Helen. And if you go there, you can see both. But the thing is, some people might just travel to Helen, and I don't want you to miss out, okay? So I'm going to go back and talk in a minute about that, about the Salty Valley. But we pulled up, and oh my gosh, you guys, it was so quaint. Like, I felt like I was at this little English, like, cottage, except it was not made out of stone, basically. Like, there was, like, a garden, and there was, like, a croquet set that we later learned how to play. Luckily, we were somehow the only people there, which Randy loved because he's not a fan of people. So the couple was so, 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 so sweet. And after we went out to dinner, they actually sat up and talked with us for 45 minutes. They served dessert and they gave me dessert, and because we were the only people there, it reminded me of being, like, at my grandparents' house. You know what I mean? Like, they just had so much wisdom, and I thought it was so funny. I told my husband, I said, listen, we enjoy spending time with this elderly couple more than, like, being out on the town with everybody right now. But that's us, at least at this juncture in our lives, anyways. Yes, she makes all her desserts homemade herself. And there's, like, a breakfast table. It has its own room. And then there's a separate dining room for the actual place where we I guess you'd call it, like, the formal dining room. And that's where they actually do breakfast, because it's a bed and breakfast. So I ate my dessert at what you would call, like, the little It's kind of like adjacent to the kitchen, so it's just a smaller table, and they had like the coffee in there and all these little coffee cups, and they had like kittens and flowers, and it was just so cute on them. And so anyways, I remember we got settled in and you guys, the porch, if you know me and you saw pictures, all the furniture was wicker. There was a swing. It was just, it was so precious. I can't even explain. And then she told us that we could go and kind of explore the grounds. And if you go off a little further, there's like an old barn and this area, she said that photographers, oddly enough, like to go down there. And it felt to me, said it feels like you're almost haunted. It feels like you're in Lord of the Rings or something. The trees, they somehow molded so that they would cross over you like a tunnel. So it was like a tree tunnel. And it was, oh, it was so beautiful. And obviously it was dark because it's all shaded. So I love that. And we did play croquet for the first time. And I said, we have got to get this for the kids. And I was talking about how when I watch my shows, you know, like Downton Abbey and whatever, they're always playing cricket. And crochet is supposed to be kind of like a watered down cricket. So I was like, at least I've learned the basics and I want to learn how to play it like for real, the full version. Then, what we did was after we went to dinner, and that was the night that we had the really authentic meal, we kind of looked around, and then we came back, and I loved that because when we pulled up and we got out, it doesn't get dark there because they're like an hour behind us, but so, or maybe, yeah, so it doesn't get dark until about 9 p.m., which seems just crazy to me. But the fireflies were dancing everywhere in the yard. It was beautiful. And I was walking up these quaint little, like, stone steps surrounded by the grass. And the fireflies are everywhere. And they had a gazebo that was just covered with birdhouses and flowers, and our actual, I guess you'd call it like deck, you know, it was carpeted and it had birdhouses hanging from it, so there were constantly like hummingbirds and stuff around. And I can remember my husband asking me after our first day, what was your favorite part? And I said, you know, I think I just really enjoyed waking up in my long nightgown. It looks kind of like an 1800s nightgown, and it's long and it was expensive and it's got lace and roses on it. And I said, I was just sitting on the porch swinging, listening to the birds and the chirping and drinking my coffee. And he was like, after all the money we spent, everything that we did all day today, that was your favorite part? And I said, yes, I'm not difficult to please. And if you guys know and understand what I mean, it wasn't just because the kids were not there. It was just so peaceful. And I planned on reading a lot. And I had brought my book, which is my Outlander book right now that I'm actually physically reading, that and Poldark. But I didn't get as much reading time as I would like. That my only kind of the downside, I feel like, to short vacations when you're only there for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, I feel like you don't have a whole lot of time. So we did do a lot of walking around, in Helen. That's kind of the thing that I hate. Even like when we go to Charleston, you have to walk everywhere. I'm not a, like, I like to go for walks, sure, like, around the garden, but we walked for 6 hours in the heat. Every now and then, it would get clouded up like it was going to storm, but that's kind of just a part of vacation, I guess, you know, going around the shops. They had a lot of, like, apothecaries, honey shops. They had a quilt shop I wanted to go in, things like that, and I ended up buying, like, some beeswax candles because my son's, he's allergic to soy candles, and, you know, everything I use is all natural, anyways, my husband found some beard oils. I found this amazing bath tea. And I've got so many teas, I can honestly probably make it myself. And I have had the dried flowers, the dried flower baths. If you've never had one before, see if you can find some. The one I had before was like roses, and it's dried up, and then they tear them up. But in this case, it had the tea and it had Epsom salt, and then the flowers looked like they had some that were whole. You will need to kind of clean it out of your tub before you let all of it go down your drain. Obviously, you don't want to like clog things up, but I bought this bath tea and it's the cutest little bag. And whenever I went back, they have this, we have our own private bathroom, but it has a shower, and the main bathroom has this big like antique tub. It's like a clawfoot tub or something, and it's, oh my goodness, it is beautiful. But I'm like super OCD, so I was like moving things around, creating the aura that like I wanted, because I'm an empath and I just can't help it. Like, you know, scents are big for me, lighting is big for me, and just creating a space that I like. And I did the same thing to our room. I'm just moving everything kind of where I liked it in my space. Another funny thing is, that reminds me, my husband actually, there were steps getting into our bed. It was so big, and he took a video or a picture of me having to climb the steps to get into our bed in my nightgown with wet hair. True story. And every morning I made the bed up. I cleaned my own room. They couldn't come clean for us because of the virus and everything. But it doesn't matter, because like I wanted to clean it myself because I'm a cleaner. It's just what I do. It's probably what I'm partly going to get some done today. But I've got some painting and sewing I'd like to get done. I'm painting a little table for our new front porch. So pause for just a moment. I want to tell you guys about my front porch that's happening. The front porch. And this is related because their porch inspired me, because we knew when we came back we really need to get started on our front porch. It is smaller than what the back deck is going to be, so it should not take as long, but it's really like a statement piece. You know, it's going to be just long and wide enough to have plenty of space to walk into the house, because we haven't had that so far. We've just had some rickety steps, and I just loathe them. But it's going to be white. I was planning on doing all white. My husband has kind of talked me into doing maybe a little bit of stain on the bottom, because I found some photos of porches that I liked. I kind of looked up like Edwardian inspired porches, not a farmhouse, but maybe more of like a vintage Victorian type feel for it, because I said, look, this is my porch where, like on that vacation, I'm going to go sit outside. I want to have somewhere to drink my coffee, and it's really going to be the only time that's good to be out there, because the sun is directly going to be shining into the porch in the afternoon, if that makes sense to you guys. So, I got this little children's wooden table, and it's a really good table, but I didn't like the colors, and I've been cleaning it up and making sure there's no writing on it, and it was mainly white, but I've been painting it with my white chalk paint, and I did a few things to the top of it, but I don't think that I like it. I've got some, I think it's kind of like vinyl, and it's white with black roses, and it's vintage and it looks gorgeous, and I have it in my coffee station area, inside the cabinet. It looks like kind of like wallpaper. Randy did it for me, and I think I'm gonna put that on the table so that the kids kind of have like their own little table and I can decorate it. So next I have to find, I'm like a chair collector, you guys. I've gotten rid of chairs. I have so many chairs. Some of them are out in the building. Like I get a chair and I say, this is for this room and for this purpose. And then I end up using it for something different. And my husband doesn't want to use the big white antique rocking chair that's in the living room on the front porch. And I don't really blame him, because we want it to be able to like weather you know, well, weather. And I think I'm going to put polyurethane on the table when I'm finished. Oh, and I also went to this, something during the summer that you just have to do is go to a yard sale. And I stopped at one because I saw this big, gorgeous garden chair. And, of course, this big white wire antique chair was not for sale. It was actually a part of their garden. But it was with everything, you guys. So I bought some cute things from the porch. And one of them was this big, gorgeous white bird cage. And it's just for looks. And I also found it this big, it reminds me of a princess mirror. It's, like, white and antique-y looking, and it's just gorgeous all around, like the frame all around the mirror, and it just totally matches like the motif that I'm trying to acquire. So you can kind of get the idea. Everything I want to be white and antique and just gorgeous. And so anyways, back to the Salty Valley and all that kind of stuff. Basically, just I wanted to tell you about my porch and how gorgeous the porch was there. And oh no, I get so badly off subject, you guys. Maybe it's because I just woke up. But the bathtub, people were like obsessed with this bathtub when I showed it to them, because you know I had to put it on my Instagram stories and everything and take photos. And I was listening to Celtic Woman, and then I listened to some Stevie Nicks, and I put the bath tea in my water, so it looks like there's all these dried little brown flowers floating around in it, and this like milk bath stuff that I put in. It was gorgeous, and I mean, it was just so pretty and relaxing to sit in there in the tub. So I was only going to use it and try it one time, and I ended up doing it like every day that I was there, I think almost, unless I just needed to jump in the shower. One day I'm going to have a tub like that. That's actually one of the things about this house. I had to sacrifice the bathroom I wanted to get the kitchen that I wanted. So we said one day when we kind of want to change things up and remodel, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to have like this, either like the standalone farmhouse tub or clawfoot tub or something like that. So anyways, Salty Valley, all the buildings are like 1800 inspired white buildings. They all match. They all look the same. And it's like this little village, and they've got bistros and cafes, antique stores. There's a winery. There is horseback riding and ziplining, ATVs, and there's a vineyard. So I honestly felt like you can, in like little country stores, and I felt like you could just go to that place if you truly wanted a romantic getaway and you wanted it peaceful and quiet. It's not as much of like a tourist, I don't want to say a tourist trap, but you could just spend a short trip there in the Nacoochee and Salty Valley. And we did. We went and we ate there. And I found the kids some things in the antique stores. And we went and we sampled the wine. And we sampled some coffee and bought some things. And there's a river. We did also float down the river. And I felt like I was an outlander. It was perfect if there just weren't other people around. It was just really nice being, like, there with nature and everything. Except for the times that I got stuck. And then I got stung by a bee, you guys. And I was so upset. It hurt very bad. But then I was like, hey, I'm just going to put some of my tea on it. Because it has tannin in it. And like I said, you can probably create your own with some tea leaves and Epsom salt and essential oils and dried green flowers and put them in there. I fancy myself somewhat of like a green witch. So, but anyway, so in the antique store, I had had quite a bit of wine. Probably not a good like combination, because there were stairs. They had so many antique cameras and camera lenses, you guys. Oh my gosh. And I was in love with all of the Gone with the Wind stuff. And I have a picture of Scarlett O'Hara in my big walk-in closet. It's my favorite movie, if you did not know, and one of my favorite books of all time. And I found Lassie, and it was a 1950-something copy, I think. And it's a little tattered and worn, but that is how I prefer them. If you don't know, whenever I can and I go places, I try to find... Well, one thing is I found, like, a little magnet of these little trees. If you follow my Instagram account, you would understand that the trees are kind of like my thing. The little black heart emoji and the tree. And I found them, and I had this little, this other one from the Wildflower Cafe that we went to in Bentham, Alabama for our anniversary. And I looked for these little magnets to put on our refrigerator, and I got that. And then Abel's really into like crystals and rocks, and he calls them like fairy. They're for his fairy garden. So I found him an Indian, because we love Native American stuff too. We found like this wolf pillow for our bedroom because it has like a Western decor, and I had to give my husband that. And I found him this Indian or Native American medicine bag. I brought back Evelyn a flower crown. And then the Lassie book, I was so excited to find that, and it was a really good price. And I like to add books to their library so that they can just be ready to pick up another book whenever they're ready. Like, he just finished a book, and now he's reading another one, and it's about horses. We make the kids read every day, or, you know, Abel anyways, because he is 8 years old. Reading is a really big part of this family. We went to the winery, and I really wanted to go to the see the whole vineyard. And there's a vineyard not too far from us, we found, so we planned like a trip just to see the vineyard, possibly for our anniversary or my birthday. But we also already have planned, as long as Corona does not ruin it, we're going to go on the Southern Belle, riverboat dinner in Tennessee, for our anniversary. So my husband ended up buying a wine called Scarlet, because that's our daughter's middle name. And there were some blackberry ones that I really liked. But I ended up picking one. I always just end up with Moscato, either a bubbly or just a flat Moscato, because it always ends up being my favorite. We always, always go tasting something, and it doesn't matter if it's mead or if it's wine or what it is, but we always do that when we go on trips, and I love that about us. And then we bring back souvenirs, we got glasses, and then my husband came outside, and this is so funny, but one of my favorite parts of the trip, because I was just so elated when I saw him. It was so sweet. They had tons of bee decor, and my kitchen right now is done in bees. So he came outside with this bee, it was like an oven, I wouldn't call it quite a mitt, but he had saw me eyeing it, and I was pretty far into the wine at that point. I feel like I'd had like 5 glasses of wine, and I was so happy, and he came out there, and he showed it to me, and he had bought it for me, and I thought that was so sweet. And if you have never been wine tasting, I really suggest that you do it. And I said, you know, I saw some honey shops, but it's too bad we can't find any mead here. I make my own mead, and I haven't in a while. We love mead. Big mead enthusiasts. In fact, that reminds me, mead always makes us think of, like, Nordic culture. And they did have a restaurant at a resort there called the Valhalla. I think it said a hotel or something. And we were thinking about eating dinner there. And then, of course, every night, you know, we FaceTimed the children and saw how they were doing, checked in. And I went and got my massage at the spa. It was wonderful. They use CBD oil now, like in the air. And she really used a lot of pressure points I've never even thought of touching. It was an hour long. It was 55 minutes long, actually. If you haven't gotten a massage, I really suggest that you try it whenever you get the opportunity. I definitely want to do one again. I will say it's almost like it went from too soft to too hard because they are really working things out. And I always say I wish that I could just pay someone to like tickle my entire body. I mean, am I right? So we brought back the wine glasses and everything to our room, and we just kind of relaxed there some. There was one night where I said, you know, let's just play board games, because in the, they call it like the main room, they have a ton of board games. And I said, let's just do that, because, you know, you got to relax some. You can't just walk around all day long, and then you're exhausted, and then you have to get ready to go to dinner. And that's the funny thing, like I said, about vacations. You know, you plan on coming back super rested. But there was one night where we stayed up till 3 a.m. just talking on the front porch and things like that. And then I also wanted to tell you guys about our breakfast. So at 7 a.m. they put on coffee. So you can go get your coffee and just kind of trek around. And then we sit down at 9. That is when they serve the formal breakfast. They always brought us a fruit, like a, kind of looks like a martini glass almost, or like a wine glass filled with fruit. They always brought us fresh squeezed orange juice, and breakfast was different every morning. Sometimes we'd have ham and eggs or pancakes. There was always jam, with scones and butter. And it was so good and so nice that we didn't have to worry about paying for that or going somewhere to get breakfast. And we really didn't do lunch because we would have bring back our leftovers and we'd get so full from breakfast. We would just kind of snack on that. And I'm sure that I'm forgetting something about this vacation. There's no way to tell you guys everything. I just wanted you guys to know that it was exactly my speed. It was, everyone said, oh, that was just right up your alley, because everything was so quaint and beautiful, and I loved the structures and just the vibe that everywhere put off. It was cute, and I said that we would, if we ever do go back, it would probably be in October. I prefer to be there during the fall, and they have a huge Oktoberfest. Obviously, Germans are known for, you know, drinking beer, and we do have some friends who go to do that, and they also have some haunted stuff that, you know, we like, and it was just really, really gorgeous. And it was relaxing. It was romantic. You know, the one day that we walked around the most, that was kind of like my husband's day to choose what we did. Dinner was amazing. But don't expect to go out to dinner for under, you know, around $100 or less, because you won't. I mean, I just really hope that you guys enjoyed this podcast and it's giving you some ideas. And I haven't spoken to you guys, I feel like, in weeks, but things have been so crazy, and I enjoyed talking to you guys, kind of hashing out my ideas about my new front porch, which I'm so excited about. My husband comes home from work today in just a little while, actually, and he's going to get back to work on that, and I will keep you guys updated on the progress. And if you'd like to see any of the photos of the things that I'm talking about, whether it's my decor or our trip, again, check it out. It's littlehouse_in_the_forest on IG. And thanks, you guys, so much for listening. I really needed to babble about something. You guys are my friends. And I will try to come up with something awesome for our next discussion. I hope you guys have an awesome week. So goodbye from the Gilded Time Traveler.